Mark chapter 6. And he went out from there, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day Saturday had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From where has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that even such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joses, and of Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do no mighty work there, except he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages, teaching. And he called to himself the 12, and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey except only a staff, no money, no bread, no change in their purse, but have sandals on their feet, and not wear two coats. And he said to them, In whatever place you enter into a house, stay there until you depart from that place. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out, and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, because his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist had risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works were showing themselves forth in him. Others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard of it, he said, It is John whom I beheaded, he is risen from the dead. Because Herod himself had sent out and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. Because John had said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. Because Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day had come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief leaders of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias came in, and danced, and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the young girl, Ask of me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her, Whatever you shall ask of me, I will give it to you, up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in quickly with haste to the king, and asked, saying, I wish that you give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for the sakes of those who sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the young girl, and she gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his body, and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done, and what they had taught. And he said to them, Come apart into a desert place, and rest a while, because there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure, not even time to eat. And they departed privately into a desert place by a ship. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran on foot there out of all cities, and outran them, and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw many people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country nearby, and into the villages, and buy for themselves bread, because they have nothing to eat. He answered and said to them, You give them food to eat. And they said to him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them to eat? He said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them to make everyone sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks, by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fish he divided among them all. And they all ate, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments, and of the fish. And those who had eaten of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And quickly he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, and to go to the other side to Bethsaida house of Hunter, while he sent the people away. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening had come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw them struggling and rowing, because the wind was strong against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., he came to them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it was a spirit, and cried out, because they all saw him, and were afraid. And immediately he talked with them, and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, because they did not consider the miracle of the loaves, because their hearts were hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they had come out of the ship, soon the people recognized him, and ran through that whole region all around, and began to carry about in beds those who were sick, where they heard he was. And wherever he entered, into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and asked him that they might touch even the edge of his clothing, and as many as touched him were made whole.